CHNV. The government updates USCIS system following Judge Talwani's decision. The U.S. government has officially updated its computer systems to reflect the decision of a federal judge in Massachusetts who suspended the termination of the humanitarian parole process for nationals of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. As of now, the April 24 deadline is no longer in effect. According to a notice published by USCIS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, on Thursday, April 17, 2025, termination notices previously sent to CHNV program beneficiaries are no longer valid. This decision follows a preliminary injunction issued on April 14, 2025, by the federal court in the case Svetlana Doe, et al. Versus Noam, et al. Number 25 CV 10495. The parole termination notices that were sent to aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela are stayed and therefore not currently in effect, states the official USCIS communication. Several beneficiaries of the Biden program had received suspension notices from their employers. Many had even already been suspended. Thanks to the publication of this update on the USCIS website, CHNV beneficiaries can now print proof of their valid status and present it to their employer or any relevant authority. Those who were at risk of losing their jobs due to the termination can now breathe easier. Employees will no longer have a problem, said an immigration attorney from a migrant rights organization. Their authorizations will appear as active in the system, she added. This decision provides immediate relief for thousands of Haitian families living legally in the United States under the CHNV program. It ensures that they can continue working and residing in the country under this legal framework, as long as the case is still under judicial review, for those who had no other status than CHNV. Federal authorities have thus officially acknowledged the suspension of the termination and acted quickly to update their systems, avoiding any administrative or employment disruptions. Caribbean Television Network, CTN, was the first to report this news. We will continue to closely follow this case and provide updates in Haitian Creole, French, and English to serve the Haitian communities across the United States. A text by Emmanuel Paul converted into an audio version using artificial intelligence software. Editing was done by Astral Jehu. You can read the full text by visiting our website at ctninfo.com.